News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. We expected the Walsall City Council to make a decision on the Thomas Street widening project, which has been talked about for years. Instead, they've taken just a small step forward. Both the Finance and Economic Development Committees have approved the concept put out by Milwaukee-based Grafe Engineering and Design. This concept calls for four lanes of traffic between 3rd Avenue and the Wisconsin River, and then two lanes of traffic with new turning lanes out to 17th Avenue. Council President Lisa Rasmussen says the project did not go to the Finance and Economic Development Committee straight to the council because there are more issues that other committees need to look at first.
That does not dedicate the right-of-way. It doesn't line up the road. It doesn't discern who gets bought out and who stays, what the land acquisition width is actually going to be. All of those things happen in future meetings. So really, all this does is basically establish step one on the launch pad where we know what we're going forward with in terms of a plan or a concept, but all of the logistics and moving parts of that have to come in future meetings.
So the specific plan will be ironed out in additional committee meetings. If you live in Weston, you will be asked to take a vote on whether or not cell phone use should be banned while driving. The story from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
The Weston Village Board voted Monday to set up a non-binding referendum for the November election that would ask residents whether or not they want to keep drivers from using cell phones while driving. The exact wording of the referendum has not yet been set. WASA implemented their ban on cell phone use in February. A number of local city leaders said they'd follow suit on the ban, but this is the first step any of the communities have made. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Oneida County Sheriff's deputies were involved in a high-speed chase and a standoff before bringing a burglary suspect into custody. This happened yesterday morning at America's Best Value Inn. 51-year-old Robert Frick fled from officers and led them onto a chase on Sugarbush Road, where his car eventually became stuck in a snowbank. He had a firearm inside and refused to come out of the vehicle. For a while, he was threatening to harm himself. Investigators say that Frick is a suspect in several area break-ins. A 50-year-old man will spend the next 200 days in jail for drugging a woman's drink. Michael Shanahan pled guilty in Wood County Court as part of a plea bargain. This is an incident that happened last September. The victim, a female bartender, who allowed another customer to buy her a drink. She then told police that she left the bar for a short time. A surveillance camera showed Shanahan putting his hand over the glass for several moments. She said when she came back, her drink tasted sweeter and that she had felt lightheaded and had nausea. She was taken to Riverview Hospital. Then the surveillance tape was reviewed and Shanahan was arrested. Low-income students who go to private schools with tax-funded vouchers did not do as well in standardized reading and math tests. That's according to newly released numbers from the state's Department of Public Instruction. But Jim Bender, who's the president of School Choice Wisconsin, disputes those findings. He says DPI has a bias against the voucher program.
Anytime data comes out regarding the voucher program, it is put in its least favorable light. That is how every press release written about the voucher program has ever been done. And so you have to actually take time and dig into the actual data, not just what DPI puts in a press release. And the information, when you break it down on an apples-to-apples basis, actually shows a different story.
About 500 students around the state took part in the expansion of the voucher program, and Bender says their test scores are better than their counterparts when compared apples to apples. It'll be a third day of testimony for Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius, who's accused of killing his girlfriend in what he says was an accidental shooting.
Oscar Pistorius does look fragile on the witness stand. He has noticeably lost weight ever since the trial began. Yesterday's outbursts of apparent emotion are not likely to be the last. So far, he has been gently led through his testimony for the defense. But as soon as this is finished, the gloves are off, and he will face the harsh cross-examination of the prosecution, with little mercy expected to be shown by prosecution lead attorney Sherry Nell. In court with Oscar Pistorius, Paul Tilsley, Fox News Radio.
Toyota announcing 6.5 million vehicles being recalled worldwide. They say they found problems with the steering and the seats in some models, which includes the RAV4 SUVs, the Yaris Subcompact, and the Urban Cruiser SUVs. This is Toyota's second major recall announced this year. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We'll be warming up today. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Warmer spring weather on the way for today. It'll be breezy with partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 62. Tonight, increasing clouds. Some showers developing late, a low down to 43. Some scattered light showers early Thursday, then decreasing clouds. Breezy in the afternoon, a high 58. On Friday, partly sunny, still mild. A few light showers late in the day and a high of 59. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
So with temperatures in the 30s to start, we're going to have a big warm-up today. If you'd like a forecast to your cell phone or portable device first thing every morning, text the word weather to 39327 from WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.